Since lobbyist Jack Abramoff admitted he conspired to corrupt public officials, there's been growing movement in Washington for ethics reform. Congressional Republicans and Democrats are both putting forward proposals. And news analyst Daniel Schorr says he's encouraged for once.
Something good may come out of the congressional corruption scandal yet. House Republicans and Democrats, at last convinced that the voters care, are coming out with competing reform packages that would cut down on gifts, trips, meals, and cash that lobbyists have showered on once willing recipients. The three Republicans vying to succeed the disgraced Tom DeLay as Majority Leader, Roy Blunt, John Shattuck, and John Boehner, have all embraced the cause of reform. And so has Speaker Dennis Hastert, with some reservations. Under the proposals of both parties, former House members, now lobbyists, would not have access to the House floor, nor to the congressional gym to facilitate their lobbying. The politically born-again Boehner wrote an article on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal warning of the growing perception that Congress is for sale. Boehner now raises an issue that few members have dared to. It's called earmarking, designating a portion of an appropriation for some specific purpose by means of a line item quietly slipped into the bill at the last minute, usually at the end of a session when hardly anyone is watching. In 1994, there were 4,000 earmarks totaling $24 billion. Last year, 15,000 earmarks totaling more than $47 billion. One of the more famous earmarks was $223 million for that Alaska bridge to an island with only 50 residents that's come to be known as the Bridge to Nowhere. Until recently, Senator John McCain has been a voice crying in the wilderness on the subject of earmarking, also known as pork barreling. In speeches and on television, he has tried to drive home the point that reform won't matter until earmarking is brought under control. This week, Senator Rick Santorum, chairman of the Senate Republican Conference, thus a member of the leadership, stood beside Senator McCain at a news conference to announce his support. McCain said, "If you live long enough, anything can happen. Maybe reform is a cause whose time has come. Maybe." This is Daniel Schorr.